Hop Gunners!
Good day, everyone. My name is Albert Fitfitness Itoha on Twitter, known as @Casborn Official. I'll be giving the preview today of the Cardiff Arsenal game that went down on Saturday. So first of all, I would just like to say that I'm happy that we won. We got the 3 points. Even if my heart was in my mouth, I had to eat my lunch before the game. So if Arsenal should lose the game, I'll not lose my appetite. But we thank God, Sha, they won the game. So first of all, I'm going to start from Czech. I don't know what to say, because if I should labour the guy now, it would be like I hate Czech or because we have Leno. But the truth is that Czech cannot pass out from the back. And since it's obvious, I don't know why they still started. Now, if you still think that Czech is better, then let them not play out from the back, because he is nervy. Look at the chance he gave to Harry Atta to score. Or even look at some of the mistakes he made, like passing out from the back. The thing is that if he cannot do it, I beg, make them leave him for best. Let them start Leno. Leno should be given an opportunity. Let us see what Leno can do with his feet. Moreover, Peter Cech is left-footed, and that also adds to more of the problem. Like, see how passing from the back is passing to the midfield, passing to our opponent in the midfield, who to cause a counter-attack and go. For me, I don't think Cech did. He wasn't exceptional last game. Like, he wasn't exceptional at all. Now, for our defense is still shaky. Arsenal no fit defend at all. They, like I said, they enter Bellerin anyhow. Bellerin no fit defend. Attacking wise, he's trying. Even if on Sunday he couldn't even give good crosses. I don't know. Maybe it's Lego. I don't know. But he could not even give proper crosses. He couldn't close up the defense. I don't know what they do in training. That is the annoying part. But to me, Bellerin is not impressive. You might say, oh, they won 3-2. But he's still not impressive enough as a right back. He's not covering distances. Look at the first goal. He couldn't cover the guy that gave the assist to Kamasara, what is his name? He could not cover, close the guy up. That is your position, the right back position. As a right back, your first call of duty is to defend, not to attack. So if he cannot work on the defensive opportunities, then the standard should be given an opportunity to start. And let us see what he can do. Socrates and Mustafi. They are good though. Their partnership is making sense. But still conceding 2 goals against a Cardiff side that has not scored this season is still a big shame on Arsenal. So I don't know. I think that they need to improve. But I still feel that, moreover, they have tried. Mustafi tried. He made some runs. He scored the first goal. Mustafi tried. He had opportunities in the box. He did well. Socrates, he tried. Just there. Just average performance. What do you expect every other defender to do? So I don't see. But I still feel that they can improve. Or if they can try the young broad, Donas, Mavara, Panos, whatever his name is, and Rob Holding. Or when is Koscielny coming back? I think they need more commission in the central defense. Then for Morel, once again, he was impressive. Though I didn't really see some of those exciting crosses that he would make. But you see, okay, and I still feel that small, they're starting to expose his defensive malfunctions. But he still did well. Then for the midfield, I will say it once again. Xhaka should walk the bench. Xhaka should walk the bench. Look at how he caused the first goal for Arsenal. Why would he try a cross-field pass at the 46th minute of the game? What is he trying to show off? He didn't that for a central midfielder or a DMF, Xhaka has not yet gotten his game into the Emery system. And until he gets the game, he should be sitting on the bench. Now, my problem with Emery is, why does Torreira not start? Torreira came in this week, and within 25 minutes, he gave an assist. But you are still benching Torreira and playing Xhaka and Guendouzi. Okay, if you love Xhaka so much, play Xhaka and Torreira. Let Guendouzi sit on the bench. Because I believe that Guendouzi still does too much for a central midfielder. And him and Xhaka have the same style of play. They have the same style of throwing awkward cross that are going to pass when they are not necessary. I'm not saying Guendouzi is not good, don't get it wrong. But I still feel that he still has a lot to learn and he should hug the bench. So all I'm saying is that Torreira must start Arsenal's next game. If he doesn't start Arsenal's next game, that means Emery has a big problem. Now let's look at Ozil. The first thing I want to say is Ozil cannot play on the wings. I don't know. Honestly, when I first saw the lineup, the first thing that came to my mind is, why would Ramsey be playing a 10 and Ozil be playing on the wings? Now, if you look at for the first 45 minutes, Ozil was ghost. When I mean he was ghost, I know he heard Ozil's name like more than twice the first 45 minutes. But second 45 minutes, when he moved to the middle, You could see that he wanted the ball. Now, for the second goal, that's for the Aubameyang's goal, you saw how he was able to create space for Lacazette to give the pass to Aubameyang. Like, you get, when he moved to the mid, he was able to make those impressive runs and has that eye for passes. So, and that I want to tell Emery, you cannot play Ozil on the wing. Ozil is so lazy, he cannot defend. But he's good on the ball. So, why don't you play him in the middle? Now, honestly, Ramsey gets too much credit as an Arsenal player. Because Ramsey cannot play 10. Ramsey is not creative. Like I said last week, Ramsey is better off the ball. So why don't you play Ozil in the middle and play Mickey and Aubameyang on the wings instead of causing confusion for yourself? I really don't know what Emery sees in training, but I don't think Ramsey should be in Arsenal starting 11. Ramsey should be on the bench if he cannot play proper on the wings. And he loses the ball too much. And I don't know, he's also indecisive. I really don't, like, I was not impressed, because if Ramsey is the 10, if he's the one, he's the creative force in the Arsenal team, he should be decisive enough. He should be able to make, create opportunities, make chances, open players up. Running off this number 9 is not the job of a 10. I don't know if Ramsey does not know that, but that is not a problem for a 10 at all. A 10 is to create. Now, Aubameyang, now, though I still have my doubts on him playing on the wings, he scored a goal, he has opened the card for the season. But I still believe that Aubameyang on the wings is still too tricky. It is not still Arsenal's solution. I don't feel it's Arsenal's perfect solution, because he was also missing for 45 minutes. I could not see Aubameyang in the first half, whether I like it or not. And I don't know, he has formed the habit of being too lazy too. Lacazette, my man of the match, was the best player so far on the pitch. He dropped back. He moved to the wings, tried to create opportunities, open spaces. I don't know, for me, like I said, to my man of the match. And also, he scored a fantastic goal. Oh, but Lacazette. Oh, God. That guy is my guy. I've been praying for a dream start. But now, like I said, that's still starting. So, I don't know how he wants to do this. I don't know if he's going to change formation. I don't know if he wants to play 4-4-2. I don't know if he wants to play 4-5-1. All I know is that Lacazette and Aubameyang will be core to Arsenal winning this season. So, anything he wants to do going forward, Arsenal is actually really, really trying. But they still have to learn how to convert more and to concede less. Arsenal can't keep conceding like as if there's no tomorrow. Arsenal, you know something? The defense just needs to take a break and look for a way forward. Because if this team should play against Liverpool, they go trash them. If they play against Man United, even if, no matter how poor you say Man United is, all those little chances, Arsenal should work on conceding from set pieces. I don't understand. Giving cheeky and useless free kicks. But all the same, overall, the game was still okay. They have gotten a second win for the season, and I'm happy for him. We are 6 points now. I just hope that they can build up on this win and do better. Overall, my final thoughts are, number one, Torreira should start. Aubameyang and Lacazette to play a good role. But Cech should also be given the privilege of sitting some games out and learning how to pass from the back, or they don't pass from the back at all. Thank you.
Una, well done. My name na Chuks Aswegu. My social media handles, Twitter and Instagram na at @CHUKS_EA, @Chuks_EA. Cardiff City versus Arsenal. To be honest with you, this Una Emery period, it just be like, say, every match they play, just be like, say, hypertension won't catch me. And I'm a very young guy. Since those two first losses against Chelsea and Manchester City, we don't know, say, for the rest of the 8 games out of the first 10 games, we know, say, now games we'll see if it win. The first one, the match against West Ham, we'll win 3-1. This one, Cardiff City 3-2, or more. Two things there, anyway. Good sides there, bad sides there. We'll start with the good sides. The good sides, we say, the team, it'd be like, say, some of the players don't they blend into the Unai Emery pattern. This playing from the back thing. You know, our attack, every Arsenal team from the days of Wenger down to Unai Emery, our attack, they always potent. We sabi pass the ball. Even though under Wenger, this pass, tiki-taka, we do in front of post, you don't too much. And one of the reasons we say Arsenal fans like me, they pray, say, make the man come out. But as the man don't come out, we don't see new style, new pattern, new motivation from the players. That partnership with Aubameyang and Lacazette, as much as me, I don't like him in the beginning, but it don't be like, say, two of them fit clear, because when one person know they perform, another person go deliver. When one person be like, say, they get off the, another person go show up. So, on the good side, that now one partnership where I believe, say, if he carries go far this season. Another thing we say, Unai Emery, you know, they get fear to take off player or to chop and make some, you know, just make changes where we say fit deliver for the team. If you see for that first half, input was it for that right wing, and was it not today fluent, you know, today you know, impose in talent and waiting if he do on the game. But if you see for second half, just be like say another Ozzy enter pitch, because as soon as Ozzy enter that number 10 row when they used to, Ozzy can't they spread ball like say tomorrow, no, and you see him for the team performance. For the downsides, you know, for the disadvantages of waiting me and no life for the game, this passing from the back thing, no more, no go kill us. So Peter Cech at 37, I've been at 38. You know, if you teach person like that, person we don't play almost over three quarter of in life, one particular pattern. Now we'll be saying at the twilight of in career, you won't come to teach them how to play from the back. And you can't be like, say, teams we want players now don't know, say, if you put ball for Peter Cech leg now, time bomb waiting to explode. Because we all know, say, for hand, Peter Cech good, but for leg, just be like, say, it's a lame ball. See that, how many times now against Man City, the team show, against Chelsea, the team show, against West Ham, the team show. And why, for the life of me, would they put this man, Bernard Leno, for bench? I know who could understand. But I won't believe, say, when I am, no waiting there, maybe with time, he could just blood the guy in and, you know, give him that first team role where we say we buy him for. Peter Cech, now my number one disadvantage for that game for us, as regards things we are not like. And then number two, our defense. I know who could understand. Just be like, say, we carry Wenger problem, enter this new era. Why? Simple thing. Come on, ball for defense. Why would they always pass? All these useless passes we would always make for back. You can be like, say, Bellerin, no, don't forget, say, na defender in the before in the attacker. Offensively, Bellerin did good. Very good. Defensively, I no go understand. That partnership with of Mustafi and Socrates, sometimes it did good because these are very experienced players. But you can be like, say, some other times, they no go understand themselves. Some positional errors and all whatnot. Aerial balls, we did very, 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 very open. See, as they just, they loop balls, enter inside, long ball, one long ball, one long ball, our defense don't they shake, one long ball, defense don't they shake. Come let's say, we did fear to mark them aerially and all that. So this is now one of the things where I believe, say, we need to really, really check going into the rest of the games, especially the one against Newcastle. As we enter international break now, I'd hope, say, boys like Iwobi go, you know, go recover soon. People like waiting be name for left back, waiting be that name, the one we'll buy from Germany, sha. At the pre-season, may that one safe come back, and hopefully the guys we know they go international break for their country, may they stay back, may they train, we'll just get used to this new pattern of play, because this season, you know, go easy. Everybody they shine eye this season. So to get into that top four, man, everybody must come on their A game. So hopefully, you know, we still believe as Arsenal fans we will be. When I aim, we do your back forever till you mess up. But hopefully that will not go be anytime soon. My name remains Chuks Aswego at CHUKS_EA. Enjoy.
Update, channel. Arsenal legend David O'Leary don't talk say if Arsenal finish inside top four this season, it go be miracle. Sake of say if they look the five teams we finish above the Gunners last season, and for your eye, they never slow down. What do you think? Arsenal finish make top four this season? Arsenal been get too heavy work to do last summer. One na to find new manager, the other one na to secure Aaron Ramsey with new deal, or at least find person with it replace and sharp. We don't sign Unai Emery, but Ramsey never put pen to paper to extend in current deal, and we never fit find replacement for him yet. So far, it be like say Ramsey they relate well, are we waiting Unai Emery won't make him they do. We don't even hear rumors say it be like say Ozil self won't work out. Or last, make we cuckoo buy winger, sell Ramsey, then allow Ozil and Mkhitaryan operate as proper midfielders. Former Arsenal star Gilberto Silva don't talk say Lucas Torreira get the potential to do for Arsenal the work we Kante they do for Chelsea. He talk say he no go easy for Ramu. He say he be watching Wella for the World Cup and say in like in game where they very simple. He sabi cover the back for Wella even as he support the guys where they for front. Arsenal go there in action this Saturday against Newcastle for St. James's Park. Kickoff time at 3 p.m. Wish the boys luck. If you be Niger-born Arsenal fan, you feel contribute to the movement as we do on top Facebook and Twitter. Send us short video or audio clip reaction to the match them and you feel feature for we subsequent programs. Time don't reach for me to waka. My name, Natoni Doe.